Good evening, everybody. We are Hinuches Nisias Kapayim. Hinuches Nisias Kapayim. And we are up to Sif Yud Beis in Siman Kuf Chav Ches. Shulchan Aruch, we start yesterday. Shulchan Aruch, let's just go through it briefly again. Magbim Yadim Keneged Kisvei Sehem. You lift up, the Kohanim lift up their hands in the height of the shoulders. Magbim Yadimon Ktsas Lemalem Esmolis. The right hand is slightly higher than the left hand. They spread the hands and you split the fingers. You make sure you've got five spaces between the fingers. Between the two fingers. So you do between two fingers, there's one space. We know what it's like. When etzpal a gudol, when gudol a gudol, for person kapeyhem, so you spread out, you separate the two fingers, and then you spread the person kapeyhem, you stretch your palms in a way in which way kedesh yoter kapeyhem keneged the oretz, that the inside of the palm, the inside of the palm keneged the oretz should be facing the ground, v'achoyre yedeyhem, and the back of the hand keneged the shemaim should be facing up shemaim. So the Mishneh Berurah says in Sif Katan Mishabur says over here, very interesting. V'cholkin etzbois hem, you split the fingers, you've got mem dalet. Mishabur says a very interesting Mishabur over here, you've got mem dalet. V'cholkin etzbois hem, you have to split the fingers. Te'isa betanchume pashas nosri. Tanchume says, in pashas nosri, mashkiach milach aloinois. He says, Hashem watches minach aloinois, literally means from windows, really, from openings. And what is he referring to? Tanchume says, the matter says, mibein etzbois hem shal kaihanim. It Hashem watches, Mashkiach, he looks mibein through, between, it's by saying the fingers of Kayanim. Meitiz minachakim, and Meitiz minachakim is referring to Bishal Sheposhin Kapayim. So it's referring to when Ribbono Shel Olam, when the Kayanim, when they do the Birkas Kayanim with the Duchan, Ribbono Shel Olam watches Kivyochel through the fingers. And he is b'shal she'poshin kapayim, when they stretch their palms, when the bench klal Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam kivyochel looks through. And I suppose it's an indication. I suppose it's referring to some sort of bracha that goes through. Hashem is not just watching. I'm sure it refers to the actual bracha going through. In a way, in some way or another, it goes to the fingers, the split fingers of the kohanim. That's probably the meaning of this medrash. Now there is a interesting minhag. I don't know what you think about this, Rabbi Yisrael. Did you ever hear that you're not meant to stretch your fingers like a kohen? Did you ever hear of such a thing? You're not meant to split the fingers like a kohen. Have you heard of such a thing? Yeah, you heard about it?
You can't do it anyway.
You can't do it. Well, so
I've just done it. So.
Oh. Okay. So first of all, you shouldn't be a kohen next week. So well, you know, because if you can't do it, I don't think you are. So there is, I don't know, I always felt, it's definitely something that many people are marked but not to do, and they'll be careful not to do that, not to make the not to stretch the fingers the way a kohen will do, not to split in a way kohen does. I always felt it's a minik boiris minik shtos. I always felt that there's no makor to it, and it's something which you do. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, you won't actually find a source for it. However, as recently as today, I saw that there may be a makor for it. There may be a makor not to do that. It's brought down in the name of the Ateres Kenim. You see over here on the side in 63, it says, when he's not meant to do that, he said that it brings a klal on a person to do so. And it's the name of Ateres There is a mekoyev for it. However, he brings down later, but Shuvah's reverse Ephraim, which is Ephraim Greenblatt in the name of Ephraim Kanevsky, Hakpodi Dafka Beskifa Sidama Ala Rosh, Achloi Bechaluk as its boys. So Ephraim Kanevsky says that actually you're allowed to do it, you're actually allowed to do it only when you stretch it higher up than your head, if you actually lift it up high, that's when you wouldn't be allowed to do it. That's when there's a element of Issa, element of but otherwise, stump to spread the finger out, according to Reb Chaim Kanevsky, there's a problem if you stretch the hand like a coin. Only, according to Reb Chaim Kanevsky, only if you lift it up higher than your head. If your mamash resembles Birkas Kainim, yeah.
The way it's done, is it these two fingers are together and these two fingers are together? That's the.
Yeah. So the. Right. Okay. So. Yud Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. Maschilin. Okay, the Kohen now starts with a bracha, and he says the word Yevorechecha. V'yesh oimrim, some say, says the Rama, shegam milas Yevorechecha yikro oise shliach tzibur tchilo. The Rama says that we're going to see shortly that from the second word onwards, how does it work? The Chazan says the word. And then afterwards, it's followed by the Kohanim, right? The Chazan says the word, feels very empty. This Simon, Rabbi King, feels particularly empty when you're not here. It feels like, what are we talking about here without you here? So from the second word onwards, the Ramah says that, the minig is that how does it work? Chazan says, and the Kohen goes over. What about the first word? So the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is the first word you don't need the Chazan to say straight away. The Kohen can say Yevarechecha straight away. The Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah says that even the first word Chazan is going to say, repeat it afterwards by the Kohen. That's what he said over here. V'yesh oimrim sham say shegamila Yevarechecha yikra oisa shliach tzibur tchila. The Yevarechecha is first heard by the shliach tzibur and afterwards by the Kohen. Is generally the minhag in all the places. Rabbi, if you ever witnessed a shul that the Kohen starts Yevarechecha without the Chazan saying it first? Yeah. He probably does he need to? I don't know. I don't know if there's an absolute need. Don't know. Interesting. Yeah.
Is the whole reason for this because maybe
through the hefsek
of the bracha?
Right. So the Mishnah Berurah says, let's just finish we'll get to that shortly. This is Shulchan Aruch says, and after that, Makri Oisim Shliach Tzibur Mila B'Mila. The Shliach Tzibur says each word, followed by the repetition. The Kohen afterwards says it afterwards. Ve'im Oini Machov Al Kol Mila. The Kohen will answer back after every word. Ad until she Simon Posegrishon, until the entire first Posuk is completed. And then Oini Matzibo Omein, the entire minion, the entire shul will say Omein. V'chein, similarly, Acha Pasuk Sheni after the second Pasuk. V'chein, and similarly, Acha after Pasuk Shlishi, the third Pasuk. Shulchan Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Zayin. Maschilin Hakohenim, uvekoin echot she'in koirin loy, kula amamoidim de makirin loy yivarechecha. We really should see Sifkot Mem Ches first. Loi Ma Yivarecho, the Svirelei, the Ma De Kaim Alon, Shetzorich Lahakrois, Oysa Milo Bemilo, Hu Levat Metev Rishona, the Bo Lekelemiti. This is really the point. This last three words of the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Ches is really the reason why there is in the first place a Chazan. Why does the Chazan say first the words? The whole reason is because to ensure that the Kohen doesn't get confused. The Lekelemiti, that we don't want the Kohen to get confused. Remember, he's going to say it by heart. Remember, his hands are stretched out. It's going to be pretty difficult for him to hold the Siddur whilst his hands are stretched out there. Maybe somebody wants to market, anybody in business and enterprise, a Kohen holding Siddur, similar to when you want to take the photos, you know, these sticks that, why they go, maybe similar to that, can attach it to you. How would that go? Do you think that would go? Yeah? Did you buy one of those? It'd be commercialized, what?
Your eyes will get poked out. Some
shawl
in San Francisco, and then you get sued.
Inside the palace. Yeah, these are all very good ideas. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So the shaila is, so of course, that's where the Makai is. That's why the halacha is, the chazan says first, which word? The Kohen bench, the Kohen afterwards, the duchans after him. With regards to the first word, there is, Shulchan Aruch holds, you don't need to go through all that. Because he will remember the word Yivarecha. You can expect any Kohen to remember the word Yivarecha. There's no need to go through that initially through the Chazan. However, the Rama says, no, actually, first word, the meaning is also to say Yivarecha. And then after the Kohen goes over it. Now, this whole idea of being Makre Oysam, Mishnah Berurah Seif Kot Mem Tes says as follows. Hachkach Makre Oysam, Nidek Siv Emoir Lohem. The Apostle says, Emoir Lohem, say to them, Uvidashin, Uvidashin, Melameit, he teaches that, Shachazen Oem Elohem Imru. And that the Chazen actually says it prior to them. So we learned that it's Mamash Medina de Gemara. Medina de Gemara, this Medina de Gemara, it's a Gemara din learned from a Pasuk that the Chazen has to say it first. And even if the Kohen is a unbelievable Talmud Chacham, photographic memory, and he says, you know, I know the three Pesukim Bahad, I'll be alright. Nevertheless, the Chazen has to make it some. You know, no offense, but he's going to have to say all the Pesukim, the Chazen is going to say the Pesukim first. Very good, we'll get to that. That gets quite complex, we'll get to that. We will get to that, Mitzvah Hashem. Rabbi Isai, is there a... What does the Chaz normally say? Loud or quiet? Right. Is there, should the Lechatchila say it in a soft manner, just to ensure that the Kohanim hear, or is it better to say it loud and clear? The same as? Same as Kohanim. What do you think? Softer than it was. Right, so it's definitely many Shlichat Tzibur, they tend to do that. You can suddenly feel that they go a bit more quiet, and I presume that what they think is that it's, I'm talking now, it's not to be Moitzi the Tzibur, what I'm doing really is I'm supporting the Chazan. But this is, according to Avozna, a big mistake based on this Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah says, it's a Gemara, that's Emor Elohim. Melamed, what was it? Mishnah Berurah said, "Vidashino melamed shachazan oyem elohim imru." It's not much explicit in Mishnah Berurah, but the din that the Mishnah Berurah says is that it's learned from emoy elohim. So the Avosna says it has to be said loud and clear. It's part of the makre oysam. The Lord, the words of the Chonoch definitely seem to be saying that. Makir Oysam, you say it loud, you say it's a kriya. Kriya means to call out. It has to be said clearly. There is no reason that the Chazan should go quiet when saying the words. There's no makir whatsoever, on the contrary. Makir Oysam. Right, Mishnah Berurah continues. What happens if he didn't actually say that? If actually the Chazan didn't say the words, the Kohen went straight through it, it doesn't matter, but the Eved. That's going back to your halacha when the Kohen himself is a Chazan, we'll get to that. So either way, there is no, it doesn't matter, but the Eved, if he didn't actually say it, but the Eved, it's fine, because Kohen was still valid. It's actually going back to you, but actually explicit. Yes, he must read it. He must read it actually, and he shouldn't say Baal Peh. See if you dalet in Shulchan Aruch. Ein mevorchin elo b'loshen hakodesh. The Birkas Kohanim must be in Loshen Hakodesh. It's one of the things, one of the exceptions the Gemara in Sotah discusses, which tefillahs can you say in English or in another language, and which tefillahs must be Dafke Loshen HaKodesh. Most, actually, we went through Kiyas Shema, we went Shmoneh Esrei. Many tefillahs actually can be yotze by having it translated. We spoke about that. Shema, you can translate it. You can be yotze by saying it in a different language. There's an exception. One of the very few exceptions that has to be said in Loshen HaKodesh is Birkas Kohanim. Birkas Kohanim has to be said in Loshen HaKodesh. Therefore, Ein Mevorchin Elo Loshen HaKodesh, because it must be said in Loshen HaKodesh. Huve Amida, must be in a standing position. Huve Nitzias Kapayim, outstretched hands. Huve Kol Rom, with a loud voice. Mishnah Berurah. Seif Katan Nun. Ein Mevorchin. V'kol Zeh Hu Min HaTorah. All these halachos mentioned this Seif are Min HaTorah. The Alfinon called Zeh, all these are learned, Mikroi, from Psukim. Peloshna Kodesh, the fact that you must say Loshna Kodesh, it's learned from the Pasuk, Ksiv Koy Sevachu. Koy Sevachu. So you should bless them. So you should bench them. Peloshna Zeh, in this language. Obviously, it must be that you can only be Yotze if it's said Loshna Kodesh. Huva Amida, standing. The Ksiv Leshor Soy, Velevorich Bishmoy, you should serve it and bench him in his name. Ma sherus b'amida, like serving, is always in a standing position. So it has to be in a standing position. Uven yitzias kapayim, outstretched hands. Tekziv v'yisa aron is yodov elohom v'yivorchem. So you see that v'yisa aron is yodov. So he's yodov rather. His outstretched hands. So you can see that you have to always stretch the hands. You know, it's min ha-Torah. Uven kolrom with a loud voice. Tekziv emoy elohem. He has to be called, called out, he has to be in a strong voice, v'kol rom, emoy lohem. Ka'odom ha'oyim alechaver, as if you'd be talking to your friend. Oydel finam be'gemore, an additional halacha, which is mentioned in the Gemore, but not in Shulchan Aruch, tekziv liyoyis ponim keneged ponim, this Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell us, earlier Seif did tell us, that he has to be ponim keneged ponim, the actual Birkas Kohanim has to be facing. That means that even if you have to always be, we spoke about the Baruch yesterday, but during Birkas Kohanim you must face the minion, the Olam, the Eden. For Kosvu, Roiva Poiskim, Vikimat Kulam. Most Poiskim, nearly all of them, hold. The Hana Kulale Kuvahu. All these are Me'akev Mamish. Vafilu Bedi Ever Yotzebo Efenache. If it was not said in one of those holy conditions, you're not Yotze even Bedi Evet. Right. The halacha is that you have to say it in a koil voice. It doesn't mean that they must be heard by everyone. This is halacha specifically with regards to the koin. He has to say it in a way which is the koil rom. If there are others which are louder, that doesn't matter. He's still going to be yotze. I don't think it means the loudest. He means in a reasonably loud voice, as opposed to whispering or quiet. He means in a reasonably loud voice. Yeah. As long as they're singing in a reasonably loud voice.
I think there's a deal in there that you should project your voice more than just like you're talking to someone.
Yeah, so it's about, I hear, it's about you're actually talking to, as if you'd actually be talking. I think the way I understand it, it's a halacha with regards to him specifically. How would you talk now if you'd be, instead of benching the tzibur, you'd be talking to them? You'd also be raising your voice. So it's that kind of volume that we're talking about. Even if there's somebody next to you who's talking a bit louder, you're still going to be yotze as long as you're saying it in a reasonably loud voice. Does that make sense? Yeah, in a reasonably loud. Rabbi Sai, I remember I've got childhood memories of a kohen who was in a wheelchair. Very hard for him to walk. I don't exactly know what the can he go up to Duchen? Can't stand.
Yeah.
He can?
Because he was a servant, that's how he'd serve.
Oh, interesting svara. An interesting svara. It's a really interesting svara, that. Mamid is Makev. Yeah. A mum, element of mum. Very interesting. Now, Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nun Aleph, Uve Amida, Hanisha Kohenim Be Amida. If we're talking about Amida, we're talking about the Kohenim have to stand. And it's Mamash Ma'akev. Havala Tzibur Rishon Leishev, but the Tzibur really would be allowed to sit. Anybody sits during Duchening, and Yisraelim sit during Make Adin, you'd be allowed to. And actually, upon him, can I get upon him, as long as you're facing the Kohenim, facing the Yidin, you're not facing back to Kohenim, you'd be allowed to sit. However, v'haminek shakol oimdim, the minek is certainly that everybody stands. V'chein mashma b'meiri, this is mashma b'meiri, v'chein mashma b'eshkol, v'chesbiyakas Kohenim, it's mashma in the eshkol as well. The cause of that kol tzrichim lamoit, ever needs to stand, lifnem b'eimo, in fear of v'chovid rosh, and with a serious approach. For Kohen Shul Cholosh, and a Kohen who is weak, ve'eino yochol amoit, and is unable to stand, elo only halidei smicha, so it can only whilst strongly leaning on somebody or something, lo yisur kapov, he may not do birkas koyanim, the hu ki yeshiva, because that's considered as if he's sitting. So the halacha rabbi said with regards to Yid whose chalila is not in a wheelchair, he can't, the halacha is, no, he can't. Amida is mamash ma'akev, whilst his svara is a very nice svara, but lemaisa it's ma'akev, and there's no two ways about it. Smicha, so even if he's a person who's got a walking stick, and he can't walk independently without the walking stick, if he's really leaning on it in a way that he's mamash dependent, he would be a problem. What about a very old person? Rabbi said, we just learned the halacha, you need to raise your hand. Magbiyim, and nisi benisi eskapayim, we learned that nisi eskapayim is even ba'akev. Rabbi said, elderly gentleman, at the shul I was brought up in Switzerland, there's a few of the very big families, a few of the very mishpochas, hakernim. So you've got a huge, when I was loads of kernim would go up, loads, of, you know, I always felt like half the shul. Pardon? Ah, 40.
They go up in order of age.
They do, it's a beautiful sight. It's a much beautiful sight, yes. They go according to age. Yeah. It's a very nice sight. Yeah, would you like that, to go according to age? what if he cannot lift his hand? He's an old gentleman. Elderly gentleman, he can't do it anymore. He just can't stretch his arms high up. Does he, what would you say? What if he needs to lean on to something or somebody? He can only, somebody needs to help him, support him a little bit. You should say no. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says. Sivkot nun beis uvenitzias kapaim. Mi sheyodov miratzin ve'ein yochel leagbia yodov. He is, for whatever medical physical reason, he's unable anymore to lift up his hands the way he should. Ein noisei kapov, as you would say, we say no. He doesn't duchen ve'afilu b'di'evet me'akev, and it's even me'akev b'di'evet. He doesn't duchen. Ve'afilu, that's an original one. I don't know how you do that. Even if he has a way of supporting himself, that he'll be tied with his hat on his head, and he somehow puts his hands through it, exactly how it works, he's somehow able to attach something to his hat, and then put it through the strap, can you imagine it? And then... Yeah. They work together. Yeah, you can manufacture this together somehow. Yeah, so for this one, it won't work. It won't work. He says that lo imahani doesn't help. The hafele de smicha, it's considered. You can't. It's leaning on it, reclining, dependent on this external kind of support. Vanan ba'inon, and we require sheyusu yedehem mamash, that their hands are raised literally. If he's ever able to lift his hand for a short amount of time, if he's able for just a little bit to raise his hands, he's allowed to raise his hand during Varechecha, and he's allowed to put him down during the Nigun, between word and word, when it comes to the next word, up they go again. Does it sometimes get a bit tiring? Oh,
it moves
it does. So because it's really yeah. So what you use? Long time. So you manage to get some something through your hat or? So Taki gets now. Okay, I hear. So it must be. Yeah, I hear. Okay, so some sometimes gets a bit long. Yeah. Nun Gimel Mishnah Berurah, final Mishnah Berurah for tonight. Who ve koil ram with a loud voice. Hainu be koil beinoni. So it doesn't mean with screaming voice. He means with a regular voice. Blafuke to excluding belachash if it's quietly. He needs to be, good voice. Mikol mokin le tlifom etzach be koil ramamash. It does say sometimes you actually really need to go very loud. Could go in such as shamispanim em rabim. Yeah, if there is many mispanim, it does say it over here. I don't know if he means yeah. Uveinon she kol hakol shemea. Yeah, the entire tzibur needs to hear you. Kedamino besifri. V'hine mishikol utzorot, if his hoarse voice, she'en yuchon edaber b'kol beinuni, if he's not keen belachash, he can only whisper. After a whole day of dashing and everything, sometimes the voice gets a little bit, if he's lost his voice, then he can only whisper. Then, l'choyre poshe she'en yuchon lisekapov. He can't do. Ever happened to you? No voice? So you can't go up to duchen. V'tov she'etze koidim retzei, you should go up before retzei. So it's another case of somebody who's unable. A person can't stand, a person can't raise his hands, a person, his voice is completely finished, then if he can't, b'kol rom is ma'akev, he doesn't duchen. To recap what we covered tonight, we learned the way the hands are raised and the way the fingers are stretched and are split. We learned that the bracha comes through the fingers. We learned that the Kohenim say Yivarechcha after, according to the Rama, after the Chazan said Yivarechcha, always the Chazan says a word after it's followed by the Kohenim. We learned that the Chazan shouldn't be saying it by heart; he should use a siddur. We learned that the Birkas Kohenim needs to be said in Loshna Kodesh. We learned it needs to be said in a standing position. It needs to be said Penitzias Kapaim, and it needs to be said in a loud voice. Any of those missing, it's Ma'akev, and he should not duchen. Rather, he should go out before Retzei. Yes, this is what we covered tonight. B'siyata Dishmaya, and I wish you a very good Shabbos.